Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed global and regional issues on phone, including efforts for an early end to the Ukraine conflict. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer reshuffles cabinet, making David Lammy new deputy PM after Angela Rayner resigns. More than 40 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza. US President Donald Trump orders deployment of F-35 jets to Puerto Rico with the aim of striking Venezuelan drug cartels. And in US Open tennis, local favorite Amanda Anisimova to face defending champion Arina Sabalenka of Belarus in women's singles final tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. A report.
In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. PM Modi also had telephonic talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last month. With Suparna Saikia's report, Aparajita Nair, World News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said it is wonderful to see Bhutanese Prime Minister Chering Dobke and his wife pray at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ideals of Lord Ram give strength and inspiration to millions across the globe. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer carried out a significant cabinet reshuffle yesterday following the resignation of Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, who admitted to underpaying tax on a new home. David Lammy has become Deputy Prime Minister and Shabana Mahmood the new Home Secretary in the major reshuffle. The shake-up saw Yvette Cooper becoming new Foreign Secretary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Ms. Cooper on her appointment as UK's Foreign Secretary. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to working together to continue the strong momentum of comprehensive strategic partnership. Ms. Rayner stepped down as Deputy Prime Minister, Labour Deputy Leader and Housing Secretary after the Prime Minister Starmer's ethics adviser said she had breached the ministerial code when she failed to pay enough stamp duty on her flat in Hove. In her resignation letter, Ms. Rayner said she deeply regretted not seeking specialist tax advice and said the strain she was putting on her family by staying in the post had become unbearable. More than 41 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza since dawn today. According to media reports, this includes 25 people in Gaza City and 6 aid seekers. Moreover, 2 people were killed in the bombing of a tented encampment in the Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis, where Israel said it was establishing a humanitarian zone. Since the start of Israel's war on Gaza in October 2023, at least 64,368 people have been killed and 162,367 wounded across Gaza. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. US President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of 10 F-35 stealth fighter jets to Puerto Rico. According to multiple news agencies, the move comes as Trump reportedly considers military strikes against drug cartels operating within Venezuela. U.S. officials said the advanced aircraft are part of a broader strategy targeting Latin American cartels that Washington has designated as narco-terrorist organizations. The deployment marks a significant escalation in U.S. efforts to curb the flow of illegal drugs from the region and increases military presence in the Caribbean amid rising tensions with Venezuela's government. Kabul and several Afghan provinces are grappling with a sharp rise in fuel prices, straining household budgets and disrupting daily life. Local media reports that over the past month, petrol prices have increased by 4 Afghanis per litre, diesel by 6 Afghanis, and liquefied gas by 2 Afghanis per kilogram. The Afghanistan Chamber of Commerce and Investment attributes the surge to a $150 per ton rise in global fuel prices, a ban on low-quality imports, and export hurdles from Russia and Kazakhstan. The death toll in a cholera outbreak in Chad since July has reached 113, the Chadian Health Ministry said in a statement today. A total of 1,631 suspected cases have been recorded so far. Chad, a Central African nation, has received over 11,20,000 doses of cholera vaccine. The vaccines are being deployed to the eastern area for a vaccination campaign. The government has urged Chadians to strictly follow hygiene measures to help curb the spread of infections. Indian Navy ship INS Kadmat was accorded the honour of conducting and leading the mobile fleet review on the 4th of this month as part of Papua New Guinea's 50th Independence Day celebrations. It is an indigenously designed and built anti-submarine warfare corvette. The Defence Ministry has said in a statement that the 7 warships representing 5 countries sailed with precision at a distance of 600 yards between each vessel in a single column. It highlighted the ability of Indian Navy to operate in a multinational environment, reaffirming its standing as a highly trained and professional force. In U.S. Open tennis, local favorite Amanda Anisimova will take on defending champion Arina Sabalenka of Belarus in women's singles final tonight. The match will be played later tonight. Amanda booked her place in the final with a gritty comeback win over Japan's Naomi Osaka. She triumphed 6-7, 7-6, 6-3 in a thrilling semifinal clash. Sabalenka overcame Jessica Pegula of the U.S. in straight sets. In men's singles, Italy's Jannik Sinner powered into the U.S. Open men's singles final with a commanding 4-set victory over Canada's Félix Auger-Aliassime. Displaying mechanical precision and relentless focus, Sinner closed out the match 6-1, 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. He will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a much-anticipated final. In the Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India thrashed China 7-0 in the Super 4 stage match at the Rajgir International Stadium a short while ago. Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 7 points. In the other Super 4 stage match, Korea stunned Malaysia 4-3 at Bihar Sports University Hockey Stadium in Rajgir this evening. Despite being second best for the majority of the game, Korea came back fighting from behind to keep their hopes of making it to the final alive. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss global and regional issues on phone, including efforts for an early end to the Ukraine conflict. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer reshuffles cabinet, making David Lammy new deputy PM after Angela Rayner resigns. More than 40 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump orders deployment of F-35 jets to Puerto Rico with the aim of striking Venezuelan drug cartels. And in U.S. Open tennis, local favorite Amanda Anisimova to face defending champion Arina Sabalenka of Belarus in women's singles final tonight. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.